Today's scripture comes from the book of the 1st Peter, chapter 2, verse 19 through 25. For it is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sin in his body on the cross, so that, free from sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
This past week was the second week of our Dixon First Reads together to start reading 1 Peter chapter 2. But for G2 group meetings, it was the first week of our meeting and sharing with each other what we reflect on from 1 Peter chapter 1 based on what we are reading in Lectio Divina and what we heard from Pastor Tim's message on it. So, before I talk about the message on 1 Peter chapter 2 that I will share with you this morning, I would like to share with you shortly the conflict moment that I experienced in the first G2 group meetings that I was joining this past week. Last Monday and Tuesday, I was joining the two G2 group meetings which were available for me and witnessed again how the Holy Spirit was guiding us to the way of discerning God's will and love for us through Christ Jesus in our living in community through a small group meeting. In the group, we shared with each other what we read and reflected on in our new experience of reading 1 Peter chapter 1 in Lectio Divina, sharing the answer to the questions given in the guidelines of G2 group meeting, that each of us found in our daily repetition of reading through the whole week, even with a little various answer to the questions about the words and thoughts that touched us through the Holy Spirit, and the message of God that we heard from the reading and the sermon, we commonly shared our discerning of God's message in our reading, which invites us to a new birth into living hope, following the call to the holy living for the salvation of our souls through Christ Jesus, with our genuine faith in Him. I really appreciated the insight and inspiration about the message of God shared in the group in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which I might miss in my own personal reading. I was also experiencing a conflict moment, as I said, that Pastor Tim introduced 2 weeks ago, in which I could recognize the Holy Spirit's breaking into our living in community in the small group meeting and guiding us to discern the message of God's grace and love through Jesus Christ in our participating in discussion and sharing what we read in Lectio Divina. This new experience of reading the same chapter of the Bible together in Lectio Divina and sharing our experience of reading in a small group meeting would be insightful and inspirational for all of us to understand and know better the importance of our living in community. In other words, it would allow us, Christians, as we called us, the body of Christ, to know better how to live out our faith in the triune God through Jesus Christ in a communal way of reading and reflecting on the words of God and getting stronger together in our encouraging and empowering one another by sharing our faith and love of God with the community as a family in Christ. The message that I would like to share with you this morning regarding what we read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 19 through 25, is also closely connected to the importance of living in community for our life as Christians. As Pastor Tim introduced last week in his message on 1 Peter chapter 1, the epistle of 1 Peter is known to be written to both the Jewish and Gentile Christians living in the areas of Asia Minor under the control of the Roman Empire, who were suffering from social marginalization and distress due to a worldwide recognition and abuse of the Christian community as an unwelcome, even dangerous, sectarian movement. Thus, in our reading, 1 Peter chapter 1 and 2 for the past 2 weeks, we would be able to read the words and phrases of the authors encouraging and empowering the Christians who are suffering from the distress and abuse with the assertion of their new identity as the elect and holy people of God and the instructions of how to live out their faith following Christ Jesus as an example of how to live their Christian life filled with suffering. And with this background knowledge, I started reading 1 Peter chapter 2 for the second week of Dixon First Reads Together, a few days earlier than the schedule, to prepare the message for the worship today. And the words, "Follow Christ in His steps," came up to me, lingering in my mind each time I was reading the verses 19 through 25 of the second chapter of 1 Peter, which Pastor Jay read today, as we read on the slides. "For it is a credit to you if, being aware of God, you endure pain while suffering unjustly. If you endure when you are beaten for doing wrong, what credit is that? But if you endure when you do right and suffer for it, you have God's approval. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, as that you should follow in his steps." Sorry. However, what I read in some commentaries on these verses suggests that we need to understand better the message of these verses with the understanding of the verse 18, which a commentary indicates is the introduction of the passage of the verses 19 through 25, which says, "Slaves, accept the authority of your masters with all deference, not only those who are kind and gentle, but also those who are harsh." How do you feel about it when you read this verse while you are reading the whole chapter of the 1 Peter chapter 2? As mentioned in the commentary, this verse seems to justify the oppression of the powerless and to encourage the overzealous to seek suffering for its own sake, combined with the following passage, which seems to valorize unjust suffering, which deserves God's approval. Thus, without a proper interpretation of the verse 18, we will be misunderstanding the message of God given to us through the verses. Then what is the proper or reasonable interpretation of the verse 18 connected to the following passage that we read today? According to the commentary that I refer to for the interpretation of the passage, in the New International Version of the verse 18 on the screen, the reverent fear of God does not mean servile fear or the threat of divine punishment, but as in the 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 17, on the screen, it means the worshipful reverence of living one's life before God. So, the reason why I put these two different version of verses here is that in the New Revised Standard Version (NRSV), it is called New Revised Standard Version. Always acronym. Sometimes are very confused, right? So, and in there. The word is with all deference, does not make us a better understanding of the whole passage. So I choose these two new interpretation, international version of the verse 18. Okay. So in this regard, the commentator asserts that slaves as Peter's audience in verse 18 can be understood as all the Christians, rather than household slaves per se, who Peter has addressed already free people and as servants of God in verse 16, as this. As servants of God, live as free people, yet do not use your freedom as a pretext for evil. And what is interesting is that this understanding of slaves as all the Christians rather than the real household slaves can be also recognized in the way of Peter's using the address term of slaves in verse 18 from direct address slaves to a general pronoun you for the audience in verses 19 through 21. And then to the inclusive we and our in verse 24, as you can see on the screen. So, this is so interesting. What do you think about this interpretation of slaves as Peter's audience in the verse 18, given by the commentary? Yeah, my previous major before I came here is linguistics. So this is so interesting for me to look at the using the pronouns, the address terms. So it can be a kind of evidence to show the Peter's address slaves, the interpretation of slaves as all Christians, us. So then, what do you think about that? Is it helpful for you to understand better the passages that we read in the 1 Peter chapter 2? Maybe so, maybe not. For me, this interpretation of slaves in verse 18 provides a better understanding of unjust suffering in verse 19. In this interpretation, we Christians as servants of God have to endure unjust suffering in our being aware of God, being aware of God. This is the way of following Christ in his steps of humility and suffering as the example of our Christian life. And as Pastor Tim preached last week, we can be doing it better. We can be doing it better as the whole community, standing under the command to mutual love and respect, as Peter indicates in the verse 17. As this, honor everyone, love the family of believers, fear God, honor the emperor. this understanding of Jesus' humility and suffering in his modeling for us to follow in his steps is clarified by Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. Jesus says, "It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." So, with this message, I would like to shortly reflect on what we have been doing for Dixon First Trees together for the last 2 weeks before I close this message. In our reading, 1 Peter chapter 1, as the first step of our Dixon First Trees together, we could hear the message of the invitation to a new life as Christians, which should be holy with our spiritual respiration, as Pastor Tim preached, that we would share with each other, living in community, when we return to the true relationship with the triune God through Jesus Christ. In addition, we could also share new insight and inspiration in our small group meetings that the Holy Spirit revealed us through our repeated and patient reading in Lectio Divina during the whole week, which allow us to understand the meaningfulness of our living in community for following Christ Jesus in his steps of humility and suffering for us. Today, in our reading, 1 Peter chapter 2, as the second step of Dixon First Reads Together, what did you hear from your reading and listening to what God speaks to you in your Lectio Divina through the week? In the message that I shared with you this morning, you might or might not hear the words or messages that touches you in your reading. You might hear a new insight in your Lectio Divina that I could not hear in mine. But I hope we will be able to share with each other the new insights and the inspiration in a small group meeting or just with a close friend or family member or any other acquaintance, which we might not be able to gain from the personal reading experience. So may the triune God's constant presence and guidance be with your reading and hearing what God speaks to you through the Bible in our Dixon First Reads Together. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.